Morning. Exciting time for us to be in the division against Dallas, going to Dallas. Dallas has played very well of late. I think it's five of their last seven. They've won. They lost in overtime the other day to a good Arizona team, a physical Arizona team. They're seventh in the league on offense. They're 11th on defense. They have outstanding kicking game with returners that could take the ball the distance anytime they get the ball. They have 35 sacks, which places them second in the league. Romo's played well. I mean, he started the year off with the broken ribs, and he hung in there and battled back. And what I think he's really done in the last six games, he's thrown three interceptions, but two of them were in the Miami game, one against the Eagles. So there's a number of games in which he has thrown none. And in the Buffalo game, he had a 148 quarterback rating, which is outstanding, obviously. Witten is playing solid football. I really like Murray, the young runner there, physical runner, had the huge day against St. Louis. They have powerful people on the outside and speed on the outside. And defensively, of course, Spencer and Ware are with 15 sacks and Spencer with six lead them in terms of their pressure package. And they are a multiple front, multiple coverage, multiple blitz defensive football team who tries to confuse and create opportunities for them to rush the passer. So it's without a doubt, as always, a very challenging game, and we look forward to getting into the X and O part of our preparation.
Has Murray made Romo more balanced as far as having to do too much? Is he kind of
the run game will do that for you? You bet. Yeah, they've had some consistency there. I think they're averaging 114 yards a game rushing, so they are they're doing some good things with the run game, and they've changed a little bit up front offensively. Their offensive line's a little bit different, but nevertheless, they continue to be able to rush it and make plays down the field and play action. And then, of course, whenever he's in trouble, he goes looking for Jason Witten. Well, I didn't know that. I mean, it seemed to me, well, obviously both, but they've played one of the tight ends at that spot and a rookie at that spot, and so I don't think it's really been anything which has set them back. It certainly hasn't changed their approach.
In Murray's last game as opposed to his first read, I mean, his numbers at least appear to have tailed off. Do you think that was missing the fullback? Do you think that's people adjusting to Murray?
Well, I think they played against some pretty good defensive teams as well.
Tom, what's your feeling about David Boss, you know,
can you
clear up what's going on with him?
I really don't. It's much more serious than a headache, obviously. That was the thing that came to what he brought to the medical people on Sunday. There's a lot more to it than that. He continues to, as a matter of fact, he's having tests even today. He spent most of the last couple of days, you know, doing tests. And a lot of that is to try to eliminate things as well. So I really don't have any information other than that, and until I'm sure that I'm going to be talking about the right thing, then I'll wait. Not much speculation.
It sounds more illness related, though, than it.
I don't know what. I, there you go. I really can't tell you any more than that.
Now, Beattie, Andrews, Boss. I mean, the strength of the Cowboys is their defensive line. What's your sense of what you have up there?
Well, occurred the other night, we'll battle. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And our guys felt good about going into the game last week. This is a very good front. You know, Radcliffe, I think Hatcher's playing better than I've seen him play. Sean Lee's having a really good year. So they do pressure you. They come after you. They do a lot of things up front. We'll practice hard and we'll make the adjustments that we have to make and certainly be prepared to go.
Just one more thing on Boss. It says neck and headache. Is that all related to the same thing?
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's all related. But again, until they give me something where I can grasp what it is exactly they're talking about, my medical degree is just around the corner, by the way, with this job that I've got.
Strange for you to have to this point not having to play Dallas. It's about as late as you can remember.
Well, it's strange in the fact that some years we open with them, you know, or play them very early, but it's consistent with what the commissioner wants.
Yeah, both of them this late.
The divisional games late in the year, you know, where they really count.
We talked about
they count all the time. Don't get me wrong on that one, but
we talked about Booth and Petrus on Monday. But what about Cordell as the big tight end? How did he do?
He did all right. He did okay. He'll do anything you ask him to do. You know, you're going up against some pretty good folks, so he did okay.
And we also talked about Booth being so calm. Is Eli just as sort of indifferent to who's snapping him the ball?
I think he has a lot of confidence in Booth. I really do.
Tom, is this almost, I mean, you said it's an exciting time. Is this almost a must-win playoff-type atmosphere game?
It's an exciting time. It's the next scheduled game. It's in the division. It doesn't get any more exciting than that.
Do you have any concerns about any of the guys that are on your injury report that they might not be available this week and maybe beyond?
I'm always concerned about that kind of thing, and I don't have any answers for you on that. Some have things to the point that they're worse than others. Some we hope just are nicked up in the beginning of the week and we'll get back. So.
Phillips and Tolleson were going for tests yesterday. Any more clarity on their availability?
Availability, speculation, you know, that type of thing. I think they both end up being day to day. We'll just have to see what comes of it. You know, today both are sore, and if anything, we'll do very little.
Do you have a favorite memory, Tom, of winning in Dallas?
Any time it's happened?
Not one that stands out.
Not really. Well, playoff game wasn't a bad one, was it?
In your mind, does Ballard project as maybe a little bit of a better pass catcher upside-wise than Boss?
I don't know about that. I mean, I'm not very good at comparing. He's done a really good job with it, and he's had one or two, as you know, concentration drops, but not many. He gets open. That's something that's very, very interesting. He gets himself open. That catch the other night was against 22 man. You know, he had good hard man coverage on the inside.
You work for owners who stay out of the way almost all the time. Could you imagine working for an owner who was not like that, like a Jerry Jones who is not?
Here we go again with those speculative. I don't really have any answer for that one. I'm very, very, very thankful for the owners that I have. Thank you for asking.
Tom, you volunteered just how well you think Romo is playing. He's a guy, in a lot of ways, who gets tons of criticism as well. Do you have an impression of that? Do you think that he's overly scrutinized under whatever?
If you play the position, you're going to be, you know, one day you're criticized, the next day you're congratulated. It's just the nature of the job. You know, he's had his moments, but you know, he's hung in there this year and done well.
Is Brandon going to practice today, Tom?
I think he will limit it.
Looked like he had his hamstring wrapped early in the game.
He did.
Mm-hmm. Same
deal.
If I can go back to the line, we keep talking about all the new parts you have to rotate in, but what about the older guys? Do you see any change in any of them that sort of made it work? When you've got two brand new guys in, just like you did Sunday?
Well, we're glad we have the veteran spots that we have. We're glad that we have the opportunity to have Snead communicate from the inside, Deal on the outside, McKenzie on the outside. Those guys hold the fort.
But with, you know, Rich and Sean were sort of big personality guys. Have you seen a change in Chris or even in David with those two guys gone? I mean, have they?
Chris, well, I've seen a change in how they kind of go about their work and the classroom stuff, they've really taken charge of that stuff. Chris has done a good job with that. And, you know, I think that part of it, the veteran part of it, the leadership part of it, that's in very good hands.
What did that play that that Beckham made on Sunday show you, and how could that change his role going forward?
Well, that was an outstanding football play in which he not only made the big catch, but he made an outstanding run afterwards. Showed his athleticism, did an outstanding job on special teams as well, was very physical. Got some really physical plays on special teams. So Obviously, when you play like that and make a play of that nature, you certainly do encourage people to expand your role. So,
I'm sure OC and Mario made some progress. Have they progressed enough to the point where they might be able to do some work this week?
We're hoping that Mario can do some things. I'm not sure that OC's ready yet.
Tony Hugo, what do you say
there? Worked out well. You know, he's a veteran player. He's a guy that has always been recognized as an outstanding athlete.
How about Prince Mukamara? He's back now?
Well, it's been an issue with him, you know, from time to time. Actually, right as soon as he came back on the field, that started to be an issue. So we're just listed as it is. You know, he's got he does have some issues there, but he manages, as I said, to play with it, and we need him to contribute X amount of snaps every game.
Is that related to his foot, or is that?
I don't know what it's related to be honest with you. I'm not sure.
Tom, referring to Blackburn, we know he had the big pick the other day. He did play a lot of snaps for a guy who just came back. How important is it to have a guy who's football smart and who's been through these kinds of wars, these kinds of games, when the pressure really gets turned up?
Well, Chase is Chase, you know, and he said he had his bags were packed for quite a while before he actually got the phone call. But he comes in, and, you know, it's like he's never left. I mean, he jumps right in there, and no matter what you ask him to do, either side of the ball, he was ready to go. And his presence is very much a focal point for any of these young guys, particularly the special teams guys who have played in important roles all year long. And here comes a guy that's really focused in that area and has had that veteran leadership role before, and I think that's helped them a lot.
Tom, in your time in Jacksonville.
I do have to go to practice today, too, you know, while we're asking about Chase and ownership. And, yes, Bob.
In your time.
You have a TV show also? You're all dressed up.
No, this is how I show up. It's a new dress code. In your time in Jacksonville and here, have you seen a free agent come onto the scene like Cruz this
no.
far, this quickly?
No.
Are you amazed? Are you
that
amazed?
Answer gets me out of the room quickly. No, I haven't.
I have one more, though.
Right, naturally.
We've all been watching the comings and goings of Ryan Perilou all season long, kind of getting a chuckle out of how quickly he's here. This is a new record, though. You signed him yesterday, cut him today, and flip-flopped the transaction. I guess I'm curious as to why so quickly.
We're trying to give you some reason to really want to try to understand that this record is being broken. Thank you.